sweetie, there you are. Thank God.
Cody Cowboy McCormick watched the woman approach him in the lobby of the Venetian with an appreciative eye. She was utterly gorgeous, the kind of woman who made heads turn as she strode along on a pair of pencil-thin stilettos that looked positively painful. There were a lot of gorgeous women in Vegas, but this one had that extra something that drew the eye like a magnet. He turned his head, looking for the lucky guy she was about to put her hands on, and maybe her lips. He didn't see a smiling dude anywhere. When Cody turned back to her, she was nearly upon him. And then she was by his side, reaching for his arm, her flowery scent stealing into his nostrils and making him almost giddy with the sweetness of it as her fingertips brushed his bicep.
"Baby, my goodness, I thought you'd never arrive," she purred, winding her arm through his and wedging herself against his side, her smile bright and mesmerizing.
Luscious red lips, cascading blonde hair, long fucking legs, even though he calculated that without the heels she was probably around 5'5" or so. Bright, almost golden eyes stared back at him. Too bad she was a loon, because she sure was mighty appetizing. He opened his mouth to tell her she had the wrong guy, but her fingers tightened on his arm, and that's when he felt the hard, round cylinder pressed into his side. He let his gaze drop. Her hand was in her tiny purse, and that purse was jammed against him, the gun barrel unmistakable as it dug into his side. His first instinct was to disarm her. He could take her down easily, but not without doing serious damage to the bones in her arm. Still, she was threatening him, and pretty as she was, that wasn't going to fly. But there was something in her eyes, some look that said, "I'm not crazy. Honest. Help me." He lifted his gaze then and scanned the lobby area. There was a stocky man staring hard in their direction. He had three men with him, big and dressed in the quintessential suit of the professional bodyguard, while he wore what was clearly a custom pinstriped suit and chunky gold jewelry. He looked like a typical Vegas big shot, or a big shot wannabe. Cody didn't like the man on principle. He looked down at the woman beside him again. Her lips were parted, her lipstick shiny and begging to be messed up. But was she really trying to get away from these men or playing him for a mark on someone's orders? He didn't know, and he didn't have long to decide. But he could play her game for a little bit, see what she was up to, decide whether to disarm her and send the others packing, or rescue her from harm.
"How about a kiss, sugar?" he drawled. "I've missed you."
Her eyes narrowed.
"Let's get in the car first, all right?"
She shoved the pistol into his side even more. She deliberately didn't look back at the three hired goons who'd now started moving toward them. But he knew she sensed them coming because of the way her mouth hardened into a flat line. Was that a hint of desperation flaring in her eyes?
"Take me to your car, honey. Now."
"Sure thing, sugar."
He'd made his decision. Whatever was happening here, she was not working with those men. He put his arm around her shoulders. She tensed, but she didn't shrug him off. They strolled toward the entrance and then out into the hot Vegas air, though it was nearly sunset now and things were cooling off. The traffic in front of the hotel was jammed with cars and taxis, picking up, dropping off, waiting. He didn't know where she thought they were going, but getting anywhere fast on the Vegas Strip was impossible. The taxi line was packed with people, but he walked up to the bellman and handed him a 20.
"Need a taxi. Now."
The man took one look at the woman hanging on Cody's arm and then grinned as he pocketed the money.
"You bet, man."
The bellman signaled for a taxi and one careened up to the curb. He opened the door and Cody and the woman got inside while people in the taxi line grumbled. The door slammed.
"Where to?"
the taxi driver asked. Cody lifted an eyebrow as he studied the woman.
"Well,